This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our meeting of the minds when it comes to Good Day's Tech Talk time. We have experts galore here, people who are in their own right geniuses in some particular field. I didn't necessarily mean to imply it's this field, but they are geniuses, and that's why they're here. We only allow geniuses on this program, thus the appearance of Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine and soon to be the cruise director of the Cunard line. Going to be doing both of those things at the same time because I know that Cunard is going to need some technology advice. So you're the person to do it, Greg. There's nobody else that knows it better than you. I understand that you're good underwater, so here we go.
Have I missed some news about the cruise line?
No. I'm just giving you a little extra a bonus.
Well, thank you.
A bonus
boost. Can't
wait to
put that on my LinkedIn profile.
I think you should put it on right away on your resume. Also joining us, the facts are that Victoria Keelan is here, someone who's very good at technology. She helps me out a lot when it comes to the stuff programmatic. Problematic program, both of those things are here being, and Richie will join us, Rich McFadden, later on in the hour. So we have this business about Congress's phone system that apparently is broken, but it's still better than getting in using some other means, calling Congress, because in the past couple of weeks, for whatever the reason, there seems to have been a lot of need on the part of constituents to call into the White House or to call their congressman or senator or whomever. And so as a result of that, the phone says, I'm not sure that it wasn't broken before, Greg, but I wonder what the alternative is. You know, a lot of people are using social media, but apparently that doesn't register as well as getting your voice literally heard by calling in. So what are the new ways you might want to act as a consultant for Congress that they could get a hookup, a voice, what do they call it? Voice over interactive something or other? VoIP.
VoIP is voice over internet protocol. And it's really the same thing as a phone call. You're just making your phone call over the internet instead of over traditional hardwired lines. So that's a phone call like any other phone call. We're actually referencing a story in Wired magazine called Congress's Phone System is Broken, but it's still your best something. I can't read the headline. Anyway, it's what's interesting is I was actually talking with a friend of mine about this over breakfast on Saturday, and she was saying, well, I get all these petitions, and I want to sign all these petitions. Do you think these petitions make any difference? And the reality is, as it points out in this article, is members of Congress know what's an easy, simple investment of your time and what is a bigger investment of your time. Picking up a phone and dialing a number, for many people, that's terrifying. Mm-hmm. It also is just takes a little time. You have to be prepared to actually talk to a human being, and that's a lot harder to do than simply clicking to sign a petition. Yeah. And as it says in this Wired story, I mean, most people take a petition with a grain of salt because they know many of the signers took the petition with a grain of salt. So if you're upset about something, in today's world, there's probably two ways to get your voice heard. One is to call your member of Congress or call the White House or on a local level, your city council or your state legislator. But I do believe that Twitter and Facebook are becoming more and more powerful if you use it in a smart way.
Yeah. Well, I think that is probably true, but you're right. They have it figured. If people take the trouble or the time to call in, then they really are vexed about something. I have on many occasions on this radio program said to people, okay, click onto this and or fill in your name. You get some of these petitions that come online and copy this verbiage and send it along. Well, how many times are you going to read a 2,000, 4,000, 10,000, however many you might get, that's all the same? You know, it just doesn't have the voice. I think you're onto something here. I didn't ever think about it that way, but that's one of the reasons I call you a genius, because you look at it in a way very practical. It is practical.
Well, I think where social media can make a change in this equation is while a million people might retweet something in protest or in support of something, and you think no one's going to read those million retweets, on the other hand, because of the power of things like hashtags, at least it can be reported both internally with a congressman's office or in the White House or even by media. A million people retweeted this.
Yeah.
Because when you sign a petition or you send an email and you cut and paste that email because someone gave you the text, that's kind of a one-on-one interaction between you and the party that you're voicing your protest your support to. When you do something in social media, it's out there public and people can see the scale of the protest. It says in the wireless, in the Wired story that, in fact, there are no rules as far as how Congress must handle phone calls. So they don't even have to ever listen to your call. They don't have to log it. And you can't blame them. I mean, if you get thousands of calls a day, you don't have the manpower to deal with that. When you use social media, you may ignore it, but the media or others on the social media platform aren't going to ignore it, so you run the risk of it growing bigger and bigger and literally going viral.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, I've had a lot of friends call senators and local representatives and recently, and they're, all the phone lines are busy. And people just, you know, my group of friends last week, we were talking about they must have just taken the phone off the hook. And in the article, I mean, in the article, in the Wired article that we're referencing, apparently Senator Dianne Feinstein from California, or is it Feinstein?
Feinstein.
From California, she was caught on video saying that all the calls broke her BlackBerry and that it's close to breaking her desktop computer, too. So it's, I mean, the people are, it is a more of a time investment, but people are making the investment to call.
Yeah, it's a very
important thing.
Go ahead,
and the phone system is, there's no telling. Did someone take the phone off the hook or did it literally break down? It is not a modern phone system. And you might even wonder, will Congress replace it with a modern phone system? What is a modern phone system today? It's probably something more like social media.
Yeah.
In fact, there's somewhere in Europe where there's a small town that is only communicating with their citizens now through Twitter. And it has been a hugely successful experiment. Every department in the city government and everyone who's part of the city government has a Twitter handle, and all communications go through Twitter. The city is saving a bundle of money and has found that it's a much more effective way of handling city government. And you could see how state and even national government could move towards that.
All right, so there it is, a word to the wise is a fish. And Greg Stebbin is here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 13 past the hour. Reminder, quickly, those of you who are working on Valentine's Day ideas, put that out of your, the worry's gone now. All you have to do is ask for very, very specific advice from your Uncle Dougie. He will give you the advice. Take my advice for Valentine's Day, which is a week away. One way to get an amazing deal and an amazing response is to ship Sherry's Berries. To do that, go online to berries.com, use the code DJV, get a special opportunity to do something very special for someone that you deem to be very special. This is a special Valentine's deal just for this week. Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com and use the code DJV. You will be amazed at how well received your this is an object lesson in love, folks. Berries.com. Use the code DJV in the microphone in the top right-hand corner and enjoy the results.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Napa Know-How!
You can start a car with a bad taillight. You can start a car with a busted radio. Heck, a car can start with an astonishing number of broken parts. But a bad battery? You're going nowhere. So go with the Napa Legend Battery. Now with up to a $20 prepaid Visa card by mail. $20 back and a battery you can trust? No wonder they call it a legend. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Hi, I'm Gary Rathman. Hardly a day goes by where I don't hear the word racism or exclusion or victim or something referring to how people are being treated. Just so you know, I consider myself one of the last minorities in the U.S., the individual. It's in our DNA to be an individual and self-reliant. Watch any two-year-old, and their mantra is, no, I'll do it myself. The more we let government provide for us, the less liberty we have. Government loves us to be dependent on it for all that it can so it can keep its power. Independence and self-reliance are hard work. But being independent and self-reliant is the only way to live in this country, and it's the only way to recapture greatness both personally and nationally. The next time the government wants to help you, release your inner two-year-old and say, no, I'll do it myself. I'm Gary Rathman. It's an economy of 1 minute.
17 after the hour with the Good Day Tech Talk Hour. Victoria Keelan, Greg Stebbin is here. Richard joins us in a few minutes. So, Greg, this is we were just talking about. I just said you're using a bit of technology that's not particularly reliable, and we're doing a technology show, and things are changing so rapidly that you can't even yesterday's really strong, good line, and good conversational tool. Is not today's good, strong line or conversation tool, is it?
Well, so when you take things like phone calls, we were talking about Congress's phone system being broken.
Yeah.
At the heart of that, what is probably going to go away for Congress and for the rest of us is telephone poles or telephone lines running under the land that give us a good, solid, dependable, clear connection to talk. We people more and more talk, well, we talk on cell phones, which are radios. They're not hardwired. But even beyond that, people are now talking more and more over the Internet using things like Skype or Google Hangouts or other free talking protocols. But the truth is they're not as clear and they're not as reliable. They're cheaper. And it is a compromise that we as consumers and large companies are making, choosing to make, will compromise on the quality because the cost is lower, but sometimes a lower quality call is unacceptable. If you're making an important business deal, do you want to be interrupted over and over again with, I can't hear you, I'm sorry, could you repeat that? Or, you know, if someone's sick in the hospital and you're trying to understand their condition from a doctor, you don't want to have to keep saying, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. But that is a compromise that we're making when it comes to our telecommunications.
Yep. All right, well, it's something to keep in mind anyway. As we, I like having a landline. I use it a lot. Quality is better, I think, because I'm in an area, you see, you're subject to, and this is the arrogance of these damn companies like Verizon and AT&T. I don't have good cell. I'm in the country, and there's no good cell. There's no cell tower. There's no good. I'm lucky if I have a one dot on my phone, my cell phones. So therefore, and the same in California, I'm in a dip in a canyon. I'm lucky to be able to get a call out if I stay in the middle of the street. So, you know, I mean, and I'm not being facetious. That's what I do. Sometimes I go out in the morning when I got to make a call. I might not even be dressed yet. I'm standing in the middle of the street to make a call. It's ridiculous. And they don't want any, they don't want to have to maintain the lines. You're talking about the copper lines or other lines. They got Fios, and it's easy for them to do what they have to do on it and put it all together. It's great for them, not so good for us. And so the first person that comes along with something that is reliable, and I say, you know, any of this stuff that we're doing, we are using the Internet for our digital connections for our studios. It's not always reliable. Sometimes it sucks. And it's just because, but they don't care because they don't have to because the government has allowed them to be, they've made a monopoly, and you never get good service with monopolies. I'll be like, there it is, the Doug Stephan way of fixing everything, eliminate monopolies. 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Motor running, boom, 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 boom. Get on the highway, boom, 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 boom. The highway, what are we, this is the virtual highway, right? The focus of Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with my pals Victoria Keelan and Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine. So the folks at Gmail are concerned about a security risk. And apparently that's the reason for changing the Chrome browser. So starting next week, people using older versions of Chrome will be SOL, as they say. That's a technical term.
For... Well, it's not that dire, actually.
No, it isn't. Oh, okay.
The good news is, so yes, there will be some changes to Gmail if you're using an older version of Google's Chrome browser. To update the Chrome browser is both easy and free. So, and for some people, the hardest part may be knowing whether they're using a Chrome browser or not. So you would just go to your menu of your browser and click the help or the, I think it's, I'm not on a PC, I'm on a Mac. On a PC, over on the right, I think there's a help menu item and it will say about. On a PC or on a Mac, it'll say about Chrome, Google Chrome under Chrome. But you want to be on version 55 of the Chrome browser, and it's very easy to update from either the About Google Chrome on either a Mac or a PC. Just update it. It's free. It'll just take a minute or two. You really won't notice any differences. But if you don't update, coming this Wednesday, you're going to start seeing some warnings that you're going to have to upgrade or lose some features in Gmail. And this may seem confusing, but you should know it's being done in your best interest because it's being done to create greater security for you and your email.
That sounds like a bad government line. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Well, I mean, look, the reality is if you do anything online, there's potential security risks, and we cannot fix them. We have to rely on someone else, and so we have to take Google's word for it that what this is about is security. And I think these kinds of updates, frankly, are important, and you should always keep your browser up to date because last week's version or last week's version is probably less secure than the new one.
All right, word has leaked among tech reporters like you, newest feature coming to Instagram. One of the biggest updates, we're talking about updates here, so you'll be able to use multi-photo Instagram albums with what they're adding. This is a Facebook story, right? Isn't Facebook own Instagram?
They do, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
To me, and I've maintained this all along, buying Instagram saved Facebook. And I think in the long run, that will be, it is already, I think, their most valuable property, and I think it will only continue to be more valuable.
You agree with that, Greg?
Well, it is interesting that the two things that, if you look at Facebook traffic and what gets the most likes and the most clicks and the highest response, it is first video and second images. And so, yeah, I think that that they have to continue doing things like promoting and improving Instagram, rolling out things like Facebook Live, because we're reading less in social media and, in a sense, responding more assertively and more consistently to images, whether they're still or moving.
All right. So what would you, how much do you use, a guy that's in your business, your technology person, how much do you use Instagram or some of these other items that are, you know, that are partial message and partial photo? How helpful, how useful are they as tools?
Well, so I have drawn a line in the sand as for social media in my own life. I only use it to talk about things I'm doing in my work. I don't use it to share personal things at all.
Uh-huh.
But when I'm for instance, when I'm done talking, being on your show here, I'll tweet about it. That'll go out to Facebook. And I'll try to include an image or a story so that there is some images there, because I think when people see all text,
yeah,
they just scroll past
go
it. They'll pay attention
to it. Right. Good point. All right. Thank you. Greg Stebbin, technology editor from Men's Health Magazine, as we continue on the Good Day Weekly Tech Talk Hour.
Adventure is the trend for family travel, from safaris and mountain climbs to cruises. New Carnival Vista has Skyride, an IMAX theater, and a brewery on board. Here's mom on the run, Colleen Burns.
And it can be so economical. Carnival Cruise Line is making it easy for you to say yes to fun on your next vacation with exclusive deals and savings when you book early. Find a port near you.
And no one wants a cold before taking a trip. Reach for Coldies.
It's true. Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. And my family loves their gummies, which shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes, I do.
This is Good Day, the Sotheby's of radio programs. I'm Doug Steffen, technical nerd. Or what am I? So many people call me a turd. I think that's a, there's some kind of a relationship.
Nice.
I'm glad you're not talking about me.
Yeah.
We shan't talk about you that way. We'll only speak about you in glowing terms. Greg Stebbin joins us on Tech Talk Time, presentation of Good Day every week. At this time, we get into the world of technology in depth so that I can show everybody how smart I am when it comes to technology, how polished I am, how aware I am. Of what's going on, and then I can show up my friends Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Greg will be impressed as well. Greg is the author, by the way, of White House Confidential, It is a professorial overview of the history of our presidents. I think you will find it. It's not academic. It is well written in a style that you can become accustomed to if you read the Technology Report in Mansell Magazine. The book reads just like that. So if you're excited about the world of technology, I'm sort of being tongue-in-cheekish here. I wonder what technology, how would they, that word existed, must have existed when our country got started, and what technology has developed. We tend to think of technology now as the things that we hold in our hands or that we use as devices, but technology was the railroad. Technology was the beginning. I mean, technology was fire. When fire was created, the wheel was created. Those are all technological advances, aren't they?
Sure. Yeah. How about the cotton gin? And I mean, this country was really the Industrial Revolution. The technological revolution.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I think it's really, it's kind of, it's one of those words, when you really delve into it and use it, we don't have to, in technology, I could spend the hour talking about tractors and balers and corn planters.
You'd have to spend the hour talking, because I don't know that any of us would have anything to add.
All right, well, I don't know that I have anything to add about technology, but we haven't gotten a comment from you about the I-7 since it was announced last week, so I thought it would be appropriate, as you get started with us, for you to overview from your perspective. Both Richie and Victoria have talked, not ad nauseum, because it's something that's really on people's minds, but I wonder if you have takeaway from it that might be different than what all of us have taken away from it to this point.
Well, I think the interesting thing about this phone is that it really is a camera, a really great camera that makes phone calls, sends emails, gets texts, and allows you to get on Facebook. I mean, Tim Cook said in his keynote that for many people, and I think this will be true, for many people, this will be the best camera they've ever owned. And I think that's smart. I mean, a lot of people, especially younger generations, the camera is perhaps the number one thing they do with their phone in relationship to sending photos through social media and things like that. And by focusing on the camera and doing the things they've done, by the way, also giving huge advantages to people like me. I cannot hold a phone still for the life of me to take a picture, and it appears
me
that
either.
This will... Yeah, so,
thank you.
So, but I think this phone will help us too, because it will counteract our, you know, non-steady hands. I think it was a smart move. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the cameras perform, especially the one in the larger iPhone. And I have to tell you, if it's as good as it looks, I would consider buying my first ever iPhone. I've never had one. I don't even have an Android.
Wow. What do you use now? What do you have? What kind of phone?
I have a non-exploding Samsung Galaxy.
Okay. So yours is the same as mine. I have the same model. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean,
use it, but
Apple needs to find ways to set itself apart from A, Android, and B, Samsung.
I thought it was the other way around. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I thought that Apple and the iPhone set the standard, and the others needing to have the same sort of tools needed to separate them.
Samsung is kind of like the Japanese to the Americans, where Apple creates it, and then Samsung and Android take it and go, okay, let's make this a little bit better.
Or different.
And they improve upon it. So Apple really creates all of these ideas, and then the other ones go, okay, we're going to improve upon that, and that's where they've gotten their following.
Well, and the truth
is, way more people use Android than iPhone, which is when you it sometimes feels like more people have an iPhone than Android, but it's really the other way around by a staggering amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right, because there's only one company that makes the iPhone, and there's probably 1,000 companies that make Android phones. Mm-hmm. So,
really?
So when you consistently see one phone over and over again, it will be an iPhone. But then the second most common phones you will see are from Samsung, but there are many, many other manufacturers. Maybe not 1,000.
But
maybe
none
a
of the individual Android phones rival the amount of iPhones out there.
But Samsung outsells Apple because they have multiple models.
Right.
And What's interesting is that before the Note 7 began exploding, many reviewers said it was the best smartphone ever made.
So what happened?
They did have high hopes for it, yeah.
That's simple. What in the world is happening? I think we ought to try to explain to people who have them or are looking for them or want one of them. It pretty much wiped out the entire... I mean, people saw that when they first came out, and nobody's buying them now. They think withdrawn
them. You can't buy one.
Okay,
so if you get one now, it might be worth something. Just don't take it out of the box.
Turn it on. Yeah, just don't.
Yeah, don't plug it in. Yeah. So they've recalled 2.5 million phones. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is, if you thought, they say it's a battery problem, so why aren't they just changing the batteries?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The 787
I thought that.
Had battery problems when it first
got track
eyes. No, 787 is a Boeing.
The plane. The
airplane,
yes,
yeah. And so one wonders.
Sorry for switching midstream
wow.
there.
Actually, there is. International Harvester has a 787.
What is Aleppo? Like I just had an Aleppo moment there.
All right. But sort of to track this, batteries are being asked. Look at all the focus on the Tesla and the battery development there.
Yes.
Are we trying to do too much with batteries too quickly?
No. Battery technology should be one of the most studied and worked on technologies that there is out there. We
should be.
Yes.
Well,
absolutely.
I think you're both right.
Elon Musk is definitely putting his efforts into it. Yes.
Yes. So the problem here are lithium ion batteries, or the cells in the batteries. And on one hand, yes, we should push as hard and as fast as we can. At the same time, we also have to recognize that if we push too fast, what we get are people burning their ears while talking on their phones or having their houses burnt down. Or their cars burned down. But, you know, we also forget that, you know, this problem's been around a long time. In 2006, you may recall as I say it, Dell had a bunch of laptops that were exploding because of the batteries.
Oh, right, yeah.
Same battery technology. Clearly, the technology has advanced greatly in 10 years. But essentially, where the problem comes in is that we're asking these batteries to do more and more work. Now we're talking physics here. More and more work in a smaller and smaller space, and so the batteries are getting smaller, they're packed in extremely tightly, and it's very hard to get air in there. So all of this is really, frankly, probably the biggest challenge in the world of technology today. How do we make the battery smaller while asking it to do more without creating so much heat that it melts everything around it, or ultimately melts your ear off? That's what we're seeing today.
And the new iPhone 7, I think, also has an extended battery life, right?
It does.
That's another big
that's
feature.
Right. That's yeah. right.
But that's one of the reasons they got rid of the headphone jack. They said so we can have more battery space and space for another speaker.
Hmm. Yeah, I think the headphone jack it's a whole other raging debate. I mean, on one hand, it gave them more space. It, I think, made it easier for them to make the phone water and dust resistant.
Right.
But I think there's some real downsides to that, too. And I would say before you buy an iPhone 7, make sure the loss of that port is not going to be a problem for you. It is going to be a challenge for some people.
Well, I said that.
It may be expensive to overcome it.
I thought it was going to be at the expense of radio, frankly. People listen on their device to the radio. That's the first thought that came to my mind.
Well, but, I mean, people just need to find a different way. Almost everyone who has an iPhone listens. They're either listening on the phone, they're listening to music, they're listening to podcasts. They're going to find another way to listen. It's just not going to be those standard earbuds, or at least not by adding an adapter.
I'm very happy that they got rid of those earbuds because, I don't like being tethered to my iPhone.
Me too.
So
I'm
very happy about being wireless. However, the earbuds, the AirPods, the new AirPods that they've designed, I just don't understand how they're going to stay in your ear.
My dog
and I don't want to pay $150 for them.
Yeah.
And my dog looked at those and said,
yes.
Tasty.
Snack.
So, Doug,
Yeah, Reggie.
Looks like the term, the word, technology, did not really exist until the second industrial revolution in the early 1900s in the 20th century.
Yeah.
And before that, it was the word technique, and it was a German word, and it was used mostly for art. So the word technology has not been around for 200 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's an industrial revolution.
It's an industrial revolution term. And then it's just
Yeah.
And by the way, when you guys are trying to take pictures with your phones, keep your elbows in at your sides, and that'll help you stabilize the hands.
Oh, thank you for that.
I like doing tricep extensions.
Exactly.
All right, 45 past the hour on Tech Talk time.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Okay. So let me get to something that is the National Retail Federation suggesting technology trends are going to be robotic this year. Lots of robots.
Could be.
Sure.
I would have thought drone-ish, but
let's see.
I would say Alexa and things like that, automation, home automation things, will be huge this year.
All right, Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, the author of White House Confidential, here with Victoria and Rich at 10 minutes before the hour.
Mm-hmm.
there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better, my joints feel better, I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Past the hour, Monday's Tech Talk time, a focus on a new dating app that will find you someone who dislikes all of the same things. This ought to be fun. You talk about negative. Woo-wee. What do you like? What do you dislike? I think you, well, anyway, let's talk about it. Hold on a second. I don't want to take all the steam out of this for Victoria, who will have that report in a moment here.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Adventure is the trend for family travel, from safaris and mountain climbs to cruises. New Carnival Vista has Skyride, an IMAX theater, and a brewery on board. Here's Mom on the Run, Colleen Burns.
And it can be so economical. Carnival Cruise Line is making it easy for you to say yes to fun on your next vacation with exclusive deals and savings when you book early. Find a port near you.
And no one wants a cold before taking a trip. Reach for Coldies.
It's true. Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. And my family loves their gummies, which shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms.
Alright, let's make it 56 after the hour now. So what's the story, Victoria, this new dating app and how it'll work for Kara so we can find her love?
Well, I think actually this app would be perfect for Kara. It's a brand new dating app. It's called Hater. It actually launches on February 8th. And it flips the script of its competitors and matches people based on the things that they mutually dislike. This is started by a former Goldman Sachs employee, and he became a comedy writer. He left Wall Street, and he said that Hater was actually initially a sketch idea, and he said the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, wait a minute, this is funny, but it also makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So it's a swipe-based app, just like Tinder, and so for you swipe down if you hate something.
I don't know what that means. What is swipe?
On your iPhone or on your smartphone, you would use your finger to swipe left and right.
To look at people, you mean?
So if you like someone, then you swipe right. Basically, you look at a little picture in their little profile, and you swipe right. If you like what you see, and then you get to chat with them and connect with them. And if you don't like them and you don't want to talk to them, then you swipe left.
Right. And in this case, this isn't judging pictures. This is actually judging topics. So some of the topics that they have right now, they have over 2,000. So Donald Trump as a topic, gluten-free as a topic. People have very strong feelings about gluten. Camping, marijuana, butt selfies. Taylor Swift as a person is also a topic. So these are things that Kara could go through, and she could say, all right, I don't like Donald Trump, or I do like Donald Trump, or I don't like camping, or I love it. And then that way she gets matched up as she goes through the questionnaire. She gets matched up with people who also dislike the same things. There's actually some science behind this too. Over the last 10 years, the new studies have shown that humans actually can often bond better with a stranger with whom they share a mutual dislike than one they share a mutual like with.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It's so negative too. It seems it feels so negative.
But not if it's a funny kind of, do you like camping? No. Because that those really are defining things.
Do you like
about
cows?
People.
No. See, that's it.
Right. And like, how much do you like cows?
Do you like cats? No. Yes!
Well, cats and dogs, that's a big topic. People are, that can be divisive in the dating world.
So how do you... What do you do to find this?
Well, this will be a free app to download. It's called Hater, and it will launch officially on February
8th. How do they make money with stuff like this? If it's a free app, where does the money come to support it?
Well, for right now, it's free, and so there's probably certain levels. Like, it'll interview an introductory thing.
There are two people that belong to it, Kara and one other person.
Right. No, I think this is actually going to... This is getting a lot of buzz.
Is it?
So, I think that this is something that might actually take off.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of people would download it, at least to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, there's a Google blog post announcing as of tomorrow, people using older versions of Chrome browser will want to update to a newer version. So what's the newer version?
Well, if you're using an older version of Chrome browser, which is version 53 and below, then you want to update your browser immediately, because Gmail is now going through some changes. They will no longer support those older versions, meaning that you are at a security risk. So check your browser, make sure you have the most up-to-date version, and you're safe.
That's swell. All right, good job. Speaking of swell, Victoria, thank you. It's 59 past the hour on DJV.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.